We're here to talk about an upcoming concert, March 25th, Aspects of Love, taking place St. Paul's Anglican Church, 227 Church Street, Newmarket. Here to tell us all about it is Michael Barrick and our guest soloist, Christina Petrowska-Quilico. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Oh, thank you so much. So excited for this upcoming concert. You know, the York Chamber Ensemble, we strive to bring, you know, engaging and thought-provoking programming and, of course, entertaining programs, and we have one coming up on Saturday. I'm so excited to feature a premier performance to the area, Florence Price's Piano Concerto. You know, we've celebrated, you know, Black History Month in February. We celebrate International, you know, Women's Day, and we're just putting it all together now, and really excited to have Christina perform the work.
We are super excited for you. Well, tell us a little bit more about this world premiere. I'm very, very intrigued. We often play her Symphony Number 1, that's Florence Price's Symphony Number 1, which was a Chicago premiere, one of her towering works of the repertoire. And this was written, from what I can see, only a year later.
Yeah, so we're doing the Toronto area premiere. It has been performed in Canada before, but not in our area. It's only three other times in Canada, but a work that really should be performed much more often. Christina, would you like to talk a little bit about it?
Well, yes, absolutely. It's a wonderful piece. She wrote it and performed it in 1934, just after winning the Wanamaker Prize for her first symphony. A lot of people think it has influences of Brahms and Dvorak, but in fact, it's more Liszt-ian and Mendelssohn, according to others. And I feel it's quite a bit more Liszt-ian, and it's not as heavy as the Brahms Concerti. And she writes it in three movements, but with no space in between. Just breathing space. And the first movement is definitely a virtuosic display. And like the Beethoven Emperor, there's the orchestral introduction and then a big cadenza. So the cadenza starts the concerto, and then there's a lot of flourish. Now the second movement is just extraordinarily beautiful, and she took Dvorak's suggestion about using African American and indigenous folk music, and it just resonates with the spirituals. I just love spirituals and gospel music. It's just amazing.
So the Liszt-ian aspects comes through in the virtuosity, but also the fact that this is one movement, so there's some thematic transformation all throughout?
Yes, yeah. And the third movement is also, well, it's not Liszt-ian, I don't think. It features the Juba dance, which is a prototype of ragtime, so early ragtime, and it is really a lot of fun. It's just
yeah, it gives that that fun ending that I think everyone is looking for and wants, and we give it to them.
The Juba dance, Robert Nathaniel Dett also has that in one of his solo piano gems, Suite in the Bottoms, and it's just a blast to perform and hear.
Oh yes, yeah, I know. I've looked at a lot of Nathaniel Dett's music, and the Juba dance was terrific. It's great rhythm, and certainly precedes the jazzy Gershwin. Now, the Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue was written in 1939. Tin Pan Alley was all around, and ragtime started. There was a woman, though, who wrote ragtime, Shepherd, Adeline Shepherd. I played her wireless rag. So Florence Price, as a woman, had a double whammy against her because she was a woman, and they didn't program enough women, although Chicago gave her a lot of honors. And she did have enough music broadcast, but then it all disappeared. And I think you must know that they discovered in an old property her scores, and the concerto was one of them in 2009. So they had to have somebody patch it together. And I know that there are several books coming out, Oxford University Press and Cambridge, and Shermer, of course, signed a big contract to have her music done. But it's just recently that she's been rediscovered. Now, I knew about her years and years ago. I was since I taught for years and always wanted to focus on women composers. I've done a lot of concertos by women, and three of my Juno nominations were for women's concertos. Two and one solo piece.
Bravo to you, Christina. I'm sure we could go on with your dozens of recordings. Incredible. First of all, congratulations on being appointed a member of the Order of Canada recently, also Order of Ontario. And at 74, I would also add to the New York Times quote, which called you a dazzling virtuoso, but you're also indefatigable.
Oh, yeah, still. One of my students called me the Energizer Bunny.
Love it. Well, I'm speaking with the Energizer Bunny, Christina Petrowska-Quilico, the pianist joining us March 25th for Aspects of Love at the York Chamber Ensemble. That's at St. Paul's Anglican Church. Get your tickets at yorkchamberensemble.ca. Michael, I want to bring it back to you. You're the music director of this ensemble. You have tremendous experience yourself. Many operas, Live to Air, Metropolitan Opera in New York City, Simon Bolivar Youth Orchestra that you've conducted.
Well, okay, I worked on the big teams there, mainly with in the film and television department, helping transmit those live performances to theaters around the world. But what's the greatest thing is bringing that music to community and really celebrating our own local communities at home and celebrating its beautiful diversity and. I really love bringing programming like the Florence Price to our audiences here at home.
This is sure to be a transcendent musical experience. I'm looking at the program here, beginning with Bach, our birthday composer of today, Little Suite from Anna Magdalena's Notebook. Love that one. Just a perfect curtain opener. Tell us a little bit about the other programming you've selected, Wagner and Rachmaninoff.
Yeah, well, Rachmaninoff, we're celebrating his 150 this year, so we have to do some programming with him, and so we'll be featuring his Vocal Ease, an orchestral version orchestrated by the composer himself. And what says love? There's nothing that says love better than the music of Rachmaninoff. So Wagner will be performing his Siegfried Idyll, beautiful work.
Oh, nice.
Written for his wife, Cosima, and all celebrating his son, Siegfried. And we look forward to then premiering the concerto, ending off with a bang.
A grand musical gesture for sure. And some intimate moments to be shared, absolutely, for this upcoming event, March 25th. Mark your calendars. It's the York Chamber Ensemble, bringing Aspects of Love, music by Bach, Florence Price, Wagner, Rachmaninoff, with a fantastic guest soloist, Christina, who's been my guest, and also the founder, director, conductor, Michael Barrick. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us. Get your tickets. They're only $25. Available online, yorkchamberensemble.ca. Good luck with your rehearsals and for the upcoming performance. Looking forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you so much, Daniel. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All the best.